Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're in the right place to be. Welcome to Vibrate and Elevate. This is Miss Latoya Bird. Get your frequency up for a second. You're in for a dope show tonight. Okay. Listen, let me get myself together because I'm feeling quite right this evening. Shout out to all the cancers and all the other signs out there for this month. I'm just coming back from brunch celebrating Tanika Bennett's birthday. So shout out to all the birthdays in the building. Happy birthday. So on Vibrate and Elevate, the whole point of this show is to raise your frequency about whatever we're talking about. And this whole month, we're raising your frequency about how to, you know, make some solid summer connections. And one of the ways you do that is you want to elevate the way that you network. And you want to definitely make some powerful partnerships this summer. And we want to help you do so. So during the summer, a lot of people are going out. A lot of people are, meeting people, making connections, and sometimes we do it in vain or we leave it to be, you know, unproductive. And so for this month, we want you to really, like, stir yourself up and muster up some energy to make lasting connections. So here we are on our third show for this month, and I have to give a shout out to Mystic Joint. And Mystic Joint is something that's right in our backyard here in the South Day area. And I'm really happy that I made myself go. I've been invited a few times. And I said, you know what, let me just go ahead and support someone in my network, you know, who thought it worthy to invite me. And I have been invited a couple of times, but this particular day I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go. And I went, shout out to MoneyGram Music, shout out to Shake, shout out to Jay King, who invited me out. Shout out to David King Kane, you know, like he got a complicated name going on. But shout out to him, who also produces an event at the Mystic Joint, and that's actually the event that I went to. And so this was like, I don't know, like 3 Fridays ago. And I've been addicted to the spot ever since and sharing it with my network and sharing it with my friends. And so it's only right, you know, that I have, you know, Miss be on the show tonight. So we have Nick, and I've coined him as the Botanical Tea Buddha. He doesn't even know that yet. But, yes, the Kava Bar manager is going to be with us tonight explaining, you know, a little bit about Mystic Joint and what they have going on, and what in the hell is Kava? What is Kava? How can I get a buzz off this root drink, this tea, this herbal dispensary that you have going on? What is it all about? So that's what Nick is going to be doing for us tonight. And so if you can join me in welcoming Nick to the line. Nick, welcome. Thank you for being on. How are you?
Excellent. Yourself?
Oh, I'm feeling, like I said earlier, I've been celebrating since brunch, so I'm feeling really, really good right now, but I do need some Bula in my life. So thank you for being on. Can you tell us in your intro what you do and what is the magic behind this Kava bar that you manage?
Well, it started with an idea, and we wanted to bring people together in a safe, fun, and kind of universal way. And so we looked at what people wanted and, you know, kind of what this community needed. And the truth is that people needed a place where they could just go hang out and kind of get a buzz on and have it be done in a safe, you know, relaxing way. The one thing that every tribe, every culture on Earth has in common is that they like to get high. And, you know, that's a very human feature. And giving people a safe place to go do that where they're not hurting their body, where they're not hurting their wallets, where they're not hurting their spirit in any way is really our overall goal.
Wait a minute,
so,
Nick. You said go get high, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry. The reason why I had to chime in right there is because that's taboo. It's taboo to use that phrase, get high. When in actuality, I'm not saying that we can't use it. I'm not saying that at all. I'm talking to the listeners that, you know, a lot of times we ignore pleasures that we want and that we need, and we disguise them and we put, you know, certain masks on things that we want. And when in all actuality, we can't wait to get out of work to go to happy what? Happy hour. And it's not that, you know, it's the alcohol. It's just that we want to go somewhere we can relax and that we can elevate. You understand? And so those of you that are listening, I want you to take a small observation of your downtime, of when you like to relax. What do you like to do? You actually want to relax so that you can elevate. You elevate your mood. And I want to tell you guys that when you go to the Mystic Kava Bar, you will definitely get high. So, I'm sorry, you can proceed right along. I just want to throw that in there.
Well, that's perfect. But to add on with that, our main drink is kava. And when we say that, most people, you know, kind of give us a sideways glance because it's a kind of weird phrase and something a lot of people haven't heard of. But it's actually really ancient, and people have been using it for thousands of years. It's just starting to work its way into North America and into Europe and places like that. But the kava plant is a really mystical plant. Its name, Piper Mythisticum, literally means the mystic pepper. So it's built into what the plant is, really. And it's a muscle relaxant, meaning that it's going to help your body calm down. It's going to help your muscles kind of untense a little bit. On top of that, it's also anti-anxiety, anti-insomnia, and anti-depression, making you more sociable, more relaxed, and more likely to not only open up with others, but kind of open up with yourself. I've seen people go through incredible changes, you know, while drinking this stuff because it helps them to relax and be more sociable, be more confident, be just more of who they want to be. And so that's the cop. The downside that I tell everyone, and I know you've experienced it yourself, is that kava is just a pepper root. It comes from the earth. It tastes like the earth. It kind of tastes a little like mud. It's a very herbal flavor. And while some people do love it, getting used to it definitely takes some time. So there's always kind of that that turn up.
Okay, so the muddy, heavy, earthy flavor really isn't that bad, people. For me, I was like, oh, okay, I tasted that muckery, you know, muddy flavor at the end, but it was quite an experience. Can you tell us more about the process of when we do, you know, a show? Because I have to learn this, the culture of this, and I'm still learning. And Nick has been, and he's qualified, by the way. He is qualified to do what he's doing. And I'm going to let him talk about that after he gives us the process of this ceremonial drink. How do we actually consume it?
Absolutely. And you brought up really one of the most important parts of the whole experience. You know, whenever you go to a bar, you like doing shots with your friends, you like doing something that's kind of a group effort, but the problem is you can only really do so many shots before you're down. Well, with the kava bar, it's very ceremonial and very tribal. We're trying to include everyone and make sure that everyone knows they are welcome, they're a part of it. And so with that, you know, if you come into the bar, you'll end up seeing that whenever we take one of these kava shells, we call them shells because they're originally served in coconut shells. But we would take those and raise them in the air. The entire tribe screams out Bula, which is a phrase in Fijian that means long life and good health. And basically, it's like a blessing or a cheers that we're saying, you know, that we want to have good life and, you know, health for everyone there with us and for ourselves. And so it's a very interesting experience to see, because every kava bar has a different way that they do it. Some of them will do it in smaller groups. Some of them will do it and they'll go and get the, you know, stores next door involved. I've seen places run across the street and grab the owners of gas stations, give themselves and have them scream Bula. So people are very inclusive with it. And that's one of the most interesting and special parts about it, is that people are willing to buy you a shell. They're willing to sit down with you and talk to you just so they can share that Bula, because it's a very ceremonial, you know, just social activity.
Like David,
hard not to smile
David,
when you do it.
Wait, say that again.
It's hard not to smile when you're doing.
Right, and I'm smiling right now. That's what I was getting ready to say, that David, the producer of the Verse Fridays there at Mystic Joint, he asked me a question, or he asked me to describe, like, what the Mystic Kava Bar and the Mystic Joint, you know, how did it make me feel? And the first thing that came to mind was like, wow, it makes me feel like everybody knows my name. I really felt like cheers, and I never felt like that before because I don't really go to bars like that. But this was very different because of the ceremonial, you know, group effort to drink with each other. And I think that's lost a lot of times in families and households. We don't eat together anymore. We don't drink together anymore. And so it's very fast food-ish, quote unquote. It's very individualized in our society, how we, you know, eat, how we drink, and how we elevate in our own little way. So it's interesting when you go to the bar and you're drinking things that are good for you and you're feeling good, and the people around you are feeling the same way. So it's very much a family vibe that is open. It's not a family vibe that's closed, like when newcomers come or somebody new to the bar comes, it's like closed off. It doesn't feel like that at all. And so that's one of the things I want to highlight about the Kava Bar, and I definitely think it's a dope spot. So why are you, like so qualified? I know you shared it with me, but I want you to share it with our listeners and talk about your educational background and how you found your way to this herbal dispensary, this herbal doctor, if you will, this botanical tea Buddha who you are to me. How did you find your way to this health field?
Admittedly, it started when I was very young. My parents were Chinese practicing acupuncturists and massage therapists. So I started with my parents trying to explain to me what was wrong on my body when I hurt something, what herbs I needed to take if I wanted to get rid of stomach problems, if I wanted to help sleep better. So that ended up transferring over. I didn't use it, you know, all throughout my teenage years. And then when I found my first kava bar, Bula Cafe in St. Petersburg, Florida, I was hooked. And within 2 years of going there almost every day, I was working there. And within a month of working there, I was already creating new brews, working on new recipes, things like that. And I really fell in love. It was one of my first tribes, you know, my original family. And from there, I just found a true fascination with plants. I was going to college to be a biology major. I wanted to work that up into botany. And at the time, you know, we were starting to just bring on some new plants. So as these herbs were getting introduced into North America and into, you know, a more commercial aspect, I was getting to work on them at the forefront. And that was really beneficial because of my natural inclination to learn about things, to play with them, to create, to see how I can elevate myself, just kind of took over. And within 2 years of working at the Kava Bar, I had helped create another one And within 3 years, I'd helped create three more. And the owner of Mystic Joint, Scott, actually ended up calling me while I was still working in St. Petersburg, Florida, and offering me a job down here to come and create this bar and to create kind of this dream, because there isn't anything like it in South Miami. There's a few other people we're working with that are trying, like Awa Kava in Wynwood. And
I don't know. Nick probably will be coming back on the line. Yeah, so just from what you were hearing, the Mystic Kava Bar and the Kava Bar manager, Nick, he's more than qualified to put together these botanical, blissful, you know, cups of just wonderfulness. And when you tell somebody it's an herbal dispensary, they're like, "What? What is that?" And in this day and age, we're living longer, we're healthier, and so we need to do all the different things that we can, even in our downtime, to add value to our health. And that's what is really cool. So shouts out to Scott, the owner of Mystic Joint, who is ever so friendly and awesome himself. Really happy that you had a vision to bring something like this down south, and because we need it. So hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can get Nick back on the line. Nick, are you there?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that.
No problem. Things happen. Bula happens, you know, but we rolling with the punches. So speaking of, you know, shit happening, what happens at the freaking Kava Bar, the Mystic Joint? Like, it's so much going on. And this is one of the reasons why I wanted to feature you guys today, is because I think we have a lot of things in our backyard here in down south. And when I say down south, I mean Southwest Miami-Dade. You know, I do a lot of events north, Broward, North Miami. And, you know, in the past 2016, I decided to slow down a little bit, even though I feel like I still do a lot up north. But I said, you know what, let me see what's going on down south, because this is where I'm at. This is where I'm from. And in the midst of me doing that in the past 6 months, Nick, it has been really rewarding. I've been networking with people right here in my community. I've been supporting, collaborating with organizations, entrepreneurs, and businesses in my area, and I really love it. And that's why I wanted to take a minute for you to highlight a little bit more about the whole entire Mystic Joint, because we've been talking about the Mystic Kava Bar, which is awesome, but Mystic Joint is more than just the Kava Bar. You guys have different events. You also are a smoke shop. I don't really know what that means because I'm not into that, but I want you to elaborate a little bit about the panoramic view of Mystic Joint, if you can.
Absolutely, and that is definitely one of our bigger features, is that we're a very all-inclusive establishment. We do have the vape shop, which has all the e-cigarettes, all the latest box mods, all the latest tanks, juices, things like that. We do try to bring on a lot of CBD products. So we have an entire CBD section dedicated to CBD edibles, CBD extracts, things like that. And then we have roll your own. CBD is cannabinol. It's a therapeutic aspect that you get from hemp. And it's what a lot of people use in high concentrations for cancer, for tumors, things like that.
Okay.
On top of that, we have the roll your own tobacco in there, which is an all American tobacco. And then we have all the glass sides. We have all the water pipes, all the tobacco use pipes. And then we have kind of a higher end for that, vaporizers, volcanoes, things like that. So we try to make sure that people can really get what they need throughout the shop. And on top of that, the other half of the shop, as you've seen, is a full arcade lounge. So there's always someone over there playing pool, playing air hockey, getting lost in, you know, writing on the walls, doing chalk art, things like that. So we really do have a lot going on with all those different features.
Absolutely. And this that still isn't the full panoramic view, Nick. Like, you have events, you have shows, you have things coming up. Can you give us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We try to have an event at least 3 days out of the week. So we usually stick with our Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursdays, we have a really wild karaoke night. We have a range of people that come in to host it, but it's usually packed in there, and it's usually everything from rap to Disney songs to metal and country. People really go the full range in there, so that's pretty entertaining. And then Friday night, of course, is David King's Cane Verse Friday's event, which is a spoken word poetry open mic night. And that has been really rewarding to see because we get to watch artists grow. We get to watch the community kind of come out and find something that they don't get to see every day. It's a really fantastic night. One of my favorites, absolutely. And then Saturdays, we have a rotating band that comes through. The Remy's, they often play through the Falls. They play throughout Homestead and South Dade area.
Okay.
And they're a really fantastic band. We're trying to work with them to actually bring a few other bands on in upcoming months. We will have an event coming up called Tranquil Tuesdays, which will be kind of a new age vendor shop. We'll have people doing tarot readings, ball readings, we'll have magicians, we'll have mindfulness meditation. We'll try to really allow everyone to come in and elevate themselves in a way that is best for them. We're just going to keep including more and more events as time goes. We would like to have kind of a Caribbean tropical Monday night theme, so we're working on getting that together and getting a jerk chicken food truck out there. So really, in the upcoming months, we're hoping to bring a lot more onto there.
Absolutely. So if you didn't get it, what he just said was get your behind down to the Mystic Joint. It's right here in our backyard. Listen, I have a special caller on the line. I have White Eagles Therapy with us, Ms. Jamar Akeitsa. Thank you for calling in. Hello, hello. All right, I just got a message from White Eagles Nest that they were on the line. I know they're doing a workshop right now. Shouts out to them for doing the vision board workshop over there at White Eagles Therapy. I'm really proud of them and happy for them. And I got to give a shout out to my homie because she was at the karaoke, Nick, the other night. And she performed Nikki by Prince, and it was, you know, she was the best. And
that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yes, you were there. I remember. We had a lot of fun that night. And so in the midst of making summer connections and networking people, you have to vibrate a little bit higher in order to get what you want. If you go to our webpage, vibrateandelevate.com, which is actually a blog right now, if you check it out, you'll see in the show description, we talk about, setting goals, and then we drop the ball. Because you hear that, Nick, I'm pretty sure you may have heard this before at some point, like faith without works is dead. Right? And so when you're networking and you have a goal and it's something that you're trying to obtain, if you don't make the connections, it's your fault. Like, you're not working for it. And so you always have to ask for it. You always have to assume the sale. You always have to assume the connection. And the way you do that is you ask for it and you be upfront about it. So I was upfront with Nick and I was like, yo, I want to mess with this spot. I wanna do something here because it's right here. It's new. It has a lot to offer, and it's educational for me. You know, I'm like, what is Kava? What is this? What is that? And so I'm like, you know what? Let me make an attempt, a deliberate attempt to network with this place. Let me share it with my circle. Let me let other people know about it. And so whether they know it or not, whether Mystic Joint knows it or not, whether Scott knows it or not, a.k.a. Steve, That's an insider joke that we have, but he knows who I'm talking about. They, you know, whether Nick knows it or not, they have a huge supporter in the community with Vibrate and Elevate, with myself. And I also want to say thank you, Nick, and Scott, and Chardonnay, and Tinkerbell, and the Bear Man, who's also there, and the other guy who I call the Alchemist, who's like, you know, he's one of the bartenders, the Kava bartender. And it's so many more, so much more. And if I left you, I'm sorry. And so many of the artists that come there, you know, they're dedicated and they're supportive to the events and they're supportive to the bar. And so I'm really happy to be a part of what you have there and what it's going to be, because I think that is definitely growing exponentially. All right. And so I said that to say, you know, Vibrate and Elevate, Good News Ghouls is going to be doing something at the Mystic Joint sometime soon. So, you know, stay tuned to that. And Mystic Joint is also one of my new official spots where you can pick up the Good News Ghouls newsletter. So thank you for being a distributor. And, you know,
absolutely. We want to help support the community.
Absolutely. And so on that note, I'll be getting with you this week, Nick, because I want you guys to actually have a column or something in the newsletter where you can share a little bit more detail, you know, about the benefits of Kava and what you guys have going on, and just to, you know, advertise a little bit and get the people to come out. So that's what I'm here to do. And I just want to thank you. And do you have anything up your sleeve, like in the near future, where we can like pick up bottles of Kava or drinks, like to go, like six packs to go and or stuff like that? Do you have any of that planned?
We will be introducing more bottled versions of the Kava and the Kratom products to kind of bring them out a bit more. On top of that, we'll be reducing prices and doing winter and fall sales on the growlers, which allow you to hold 32 and 64 ounces of the drink at a discounted price. And it actually has the Mystic Joint logo on it. So those things
Wow.
are coming in the future.
Okay. And in my future with you guys, I'll be doing what I can to get some happy hours going there at the Mystic Joint. I don't know how. I don't have all the details, but that's what's going to happen, okay?
We're working it. I'm looking forward to it.
You know what I mean? So listen, if you haven't done so already, please get your cell phones ready, get your laptops out, your tablets or whatever, because Nick is going to give you all the information to get connected with the Mystic Joint, to their social media and so on and so forth, their number, and how to get there. So,
well, for those of you listening, if you'd like to go to Mystic Joint, our address is 19401 South Dixie Highway. We're right past Caribbean, next to the Music Discount Supercenter. On top of that, you can follow us on Facebook at Mystic Joint Kava Bar Lounge. You can actually go to our website, mysticjoint.com. And for anyone that uses Instagram or anything like that, Mystic Lounge is an upcoming page. We're working on an issue with Instagram right now, but once that's resolved, we'll have daily deals up. We'll have group pictures up there. People will be able to tag themselves in those pictures for discounts at the bar. So we have that coming in the future. And I think that's it.
It is it. We are out of time. Thank you so much, Nick, and I hope you like my new title that I provided for you, Nick the Botanical Tea Buddha in the building. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for listening in. Thank you.
Thanks
you.
For
thank
having
you.
Me.
I know you're vibrating and elevating.